This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Monday, the 9th of March, and this is Tune In with Erica. Nice to have your company. Hello, hello, hello. How nice to have your company. And if you're a little bleary-eyed in the States because your clocks have changed and you didn't have so much sleep, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, welcome to Tune In with Erica. It is good to get together with you today. I'm running my live Facebook chat room, so if you want to come in there and say hello, if you've got any energy after the clock change, then please do. It's very easy. Go to 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left-hand side. It will give you an option to chat. You can come in there, or if you're already in Facebook, then come and say hello. I can see that my friend from down the road in Cornwall, Jennifer Hart, is already in there. And as I said, the clocks have changed, so it's 7:30 Pacific, I think, daylight savings time, you call it. Over here we're still on GMT, so it's 2:30 in the afternoon for me as opposed to my usual 3:30. We don't change till the 29th of March, so we have quite a way to go on this different time setting. And as ever, you know me, biannually I rant about the clocks changing. It drives me bonkers. I mean, really, we're all grown-ups on this planet now. We have technology that they couldn't have dreamed of years ago. Can we not cope with the clocks staying as they are, please? Out of interest, I did wonder when it all started and who started it. So I promise you, what I put into Google was, in which year did some idiot decide to mess with the clocks? And apparently, Germany was the one who first officially did it in the 30th of April 1916. It was during World War One, and it was to do with conserving electricity and coal and making economies. And the States apparently did its own Fast Time Act in 1918. Lots of people have got credit for it. Benjamin Franklin got credit for it in 1784, but they didn't actually really do it. Somebody in New Zealand, an entomologist, George Hudson, wanted more evening bug time hunting in 1895, so he tried to do it. Somebody else, a British builder, William Willett, lobbied in 1907 to have more daylight so he could play golf. I mean, Lord help us. Anyway, it did get implemented in Germany and Austria in 1916. Against popular belief, apparently, farmers were dead against it because it mucked up their routine with their animals. But anyway, as late as 1986, Congress amended the Uniform Time Act by changing the beginning of daylight saving time to the first Sunday in April and the end of October. George W. Bush got involved in the argument in 2005. Apparently, the only place you can go not to deal with this dance of the clocks is Arizona, Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. I'm seriously considering packing, honestly. There you go. I'm done. I've had my biannual rant. I'll have another rant in October when they change again to the proper time, as far as I'm concerned. Good morning and good afternoon to Polly Ford, who's over here in the UK, and good morning to Erin, who I know always listens stateside. So if you want to come and say hello, I am running a Facebook chat room and we can do some readings. I'm going to give it a little refresh to see who's in there. So bear with me. My mouse is having a hard time of it today. I think it's springtime. It's having a hard time of it. Okay, so where am I? What was I going to talk to you about? Well, I have got a card of the day, which I will talk to you about in a moment. I was also going to mention, I don't know if you get it in the States. You'll have to tell me whether you get it stateside. We have a show over here called Call the Midwife. It's run, well, we're on season 15, so it's run for 15 years. And last night was the last one. Oh my goodness. Tissues at the ready. I was a mess. But was interesting is the montage at the end. It was based on a true story of Jennifer Wirth, and it ran from the 1950s and it's just ended in the 1970s. But the social change and the technology that we take for granted was very much showcased in that end montage. It ended them with this brand new machine that they all thought was amazing. They couldn't believe what they were looking at, which was ultrasound to see a baby in the womb. And during the series, you watch the introduction of gas and air and pethidine and all sorts of other things that now in modern childbirth we would take for granted. So it has been a fascinating series. And if you have got it coming to you in the States and you get it slightly later than us, as I know they do in Australia, my daughter gets it on Tuesday, you might want to brew a strong cup of tea and have lots of tissues without spoiling what will happen. Spoiler alert. Anyway, so what else was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, be very, very, very grateful today that I am not on YouTube and in vision, that I am a voice for radio, because spring has sprung here after incessant rain through the whole of January and February. And I kid you not, we've had about 2 days when it does not rain. Finally, the sun is out. We have spring-ish. There's this light in the sky. It's called the sun. And everybody's out painting and doing lawns and all those things they've been itching to do. And I have to say, I have been one of them and I loathe painting. I really don't like it. But it's got to be done. So I've been painting. I look like a scarecrow. I've got blue and white flecked hair. So it's a good job that I'm not in vision. And I can say with true honesty and authenticity that I have spent the morning watching paint dry, which is marginally more entertaining than listening to some of our politicians. So that's today. Also, Merlin and Magic, my two black cats, say hello and hi. They're enjoying the sunshine and getting out of their winter sloth and losing fur everywhere because they're molting and getting up to mischief. So those were my thoughts. Let me get the cards out. So what I have here is, I can see there are 5 comments in this chat room. So let me just get myself in there and sort myself out. Talk to my mouse nicely, find all comments. As I said, good morning to Jen of Heart down the road. Good morning to Jean McIntosh, hopping forward. You would like a card. Also would Kat Garner, Joni Thompson, and Renee Andrews, Tara Elizabeth Hollowatty. Okay, I'm going to get in there and start to do card readings. So let me just go back up to the top. I did a card for you if you're not able to get in the Facebook chat room. I get it. Not able. Everybody is able. So I said, can we have a card for today as a general marker? And you're going to love this because it's number one in the major arcana in tarot. It is the Magician. A beautiful illustration of Archangel Raziel, the Keeper of Secrets. And Raziel comes with rainbow lights. And there's always the message of as above, so below, as within, so without. It's this wholeness, this connectedness. That's where our power comes from. And the message on this card is you are ready. You have all the resources, the abilities, and that life is magical. And I was musing on that today, actually, when I woke up, that life is truly magical. Yes, there are some hiccups, and I've got my own hiccups going on at the moment. But life is such a gift. I can't remember where I read it or I heard it this week, but someone had been communing with someone in spirit and they said, you have no idea. When you get back up here, life is very peaceful. You don't have bills to pay and things like that, but you will so miss the seduction of having a human body, of feeling warmth and cold and feeling your own heartbeat and hearing and just the whole experience of being alive on Mother Earth. Or in Mother Earth, you might prefer. So I just share that. If you're wondering which deck I'm using my Angel Tarot today. I usually use my Angel Wisdom. This is my Angel Tarot. I need to rebuy my Angel wisdom. Every so often I use my cards so much, they get very, very sticky and they jam. So I might have to invest in another deck. So Jennifer Hart, down the road. I bet you're enjoying the sunshine, a card as usual. Of course, my darling. So tuning into Jennifer Hart, a card comes flying out of the deck. Another major arcana card, number 18 in the major arcana, comes with Archangel Haniel, the Archangel of Love. And this is the moon, a very feminine card. This is about psychic insights. Or it can also mean, because it's the moon, the silvery light of the moon, we cannot always see events behind the scene, the stuff going on that we can't see. Now, I don't know whether that's good or bad, but if you've been hoping for something to shift, then it might be a very good thing. It also, the message on this card is to release the fears that hold you back. So maybe trust that the stuff going on behind the scenes that you can't yet see, that will manifest. Moving down the list, Jean McIntosh, good morning. You're hopping forward. You would like to have a card. I'd be hopping mad if I was hopping forward. I say I do not like this messing about with the clocks. But a card for Jean, if we may, please, angels, clear the deck. And could I have a card for Jean, please? There we go. All these major arcana cards. Ooh, the energy. You have the princess, the third card in the major arcana. Archangel Gabriel. This card is always about birth. The empress carries always a child in her arms. And Gabriel is the herald of birth. This can be connected to abundance. So if you're hoping to manifest some abundance, or at least give birth to your dreams, then hold on to that vision and nurture yourself. This is a card of nurturing. The Empress is nurturing a baby, but nurture yourself and others. And what goes around comes around. So if you're doing that and you're nurturing others, it will come back to you. Kat Garner would like a card if I have time. Of course, I have time for you, Kat. So let's have a look. A card for Kat, please. There we go. Another major arcana card. Wow, we are living in powerful times. It must be the Jupiter about to move forward, and Mark Husson's going to be talking about that in his show in about 15 minutes' time. So this is one of my favourite major arcana cards in the deck. It is the Chariot, number 7. It comes with Archangel Metatron. Metatron can pull time and space apart. If ever you're late for somewhere and you cannot see how you're going to get there, call on Metatron, you will be surprised. And of course, in this, I have an angel, Metatron, driving the black and the white horse, which are charging along in a kind of Roman chariot. It's about fate and fortune. It's about the balance between those things that we can control and those things that we can't. And knowing it's the serenity prayer, the wisdom to know the difference. So what can you control and what do you need to surrender to? It's also a card very much connected to the sign of Cancer when I see this one. It's about celebrating your achievements and just knowing which horse to send forward and which horse to pull back. Do you surrender to fate or are you in charge of your own fate? Is there something about the position that you can change? Mark Husson was talking about this on one of his shows the other day and saying, what could I change now? Or where is my thinking now? What could I change that would change the outcome? That's paraphrased it very badly. Apologies, Mark, but that's the general idea. So very much that card. Joni Thompson, looking forward to hearing you. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Clocks of Change is driving you bonkers as well. Would like a card. Welcome to my bonkers club. Okay, a card for Joni, please. I know some people in favour of the clocks. I do it with a smile on my face when I say it drives me bonkers, but actually it just does. There's your card, Joni. Okay, not a major arcana, but a water card. A beautiful one, one of my favourites in the deck, the Three of Water. This is always about friendships, getting together with people. It's about celebrating. It can be weddings, graduations, birth announcements, or it can be the need to have more fun. Is life getting you down? And I was talking about this in my gong bath the other day. choosing which lens we look through. We are always presented with these lenses on television, particularly in mainstream media or on our computers and our phones. And it all looks pretty grim, but if you look through other lenses, there is far more good in the world than there is, I'm going to say, just depressing stuff, because war is depressing and it's heartbreaking. You just look at it and think, how could people get themselves into this position? I'm just going to leave it there, because I could go on for half an hour on that subject, and it's not a subject I want to give any weight to, but it is heartbreaking. But we can choose to look through another lens, which is not spiritual bypassing. But there is hope. In amongst all that debris and fear, there will be people who are looking out for others who are doing amazing things. And we can also, whoops, that was a card that came flying out. We can also pray for peace. And interesting, the card that came flying out was the Ten of Earth, which is about, the words are happy family, but I'm hearing human family. You know, we can get past this. We can find ways to bypass the hatred that's being engendered by mainstream media. I'm going to leave it there, because it's not a subject I want to give weight to. But anyway, celebrate whatever comes your way, I would say. Jennifer says, don't actually mind the clocks because you like the late evenings. Oh, all right, I'll have that one. Renee, good morning to you. Waving, Tara. Elizabeth, good morning to you. Jennifer says, well done painting. Yeah, I deserve a medal. I hate it. Good morning, Tara. You would like a card? Of course you can. A card for Tara, please. What should Tara know for her highest good? There's the card coming out. We're back to Major Arcana cards. This time I have the final one in the Major Arcana. It is the World with Archangel Michael. In some decks, this is a snake biting its own tail. It's the circle of life. It's one thing is opening. The infinity loop is on this card. As one thing ends, another beginning. It's an endless cycle of life. So if you've been going through something and it's coming to a close, it's a job well done. It's about celebrating that, about joy and contentment and gratitude. All those things. And it can be the path to enlightenment, because every time we close a circle and begin a new one, we get another opportunity to start over. So I hope that is the energy you will enjoy today. Quelly, good morning to you. Laura would like a message. So do that. Okay. A message for Laura Kasdan Fulton, please. Nope, that's not quite the right one. Clear the deck again. My cards are trained to jump. You can hear them flip and jump. Interestingly, I promise you I put it back and you could hear I shuffled well. The World has come out again. Same message for you, Laura. This completion. I'm particularly drawn to Archangel Michael. And in this, he's got the picture of the previous card, the Judgment card. It had lots of water behind it. And all that water is behind him. It's done and gone, and the judgments are gone. All that stress is gone, because there's a completion. And that sigh of relief when something completes and you know you can just let it go. So I hope that will be helpful to you. I'm looking to see where I am. I'm just going to refresh this page, because I think other people have come in. I want to make sure I haven't missed anyone. So let me have a look. Just turn it all the right way up. Come on, you can do it, mouse. You can do it. It's probably feeling nervous because Merlin, my huge black cat, is sitting at the side of it. Okay, let me go down the list and see that I have spoken to everyone. I have. Thank goodness for that. Now, and what else was I going to talk about? Well, I was going to do a card for, I say I did one for the day, but a card for you if you're listening to this show on demand, because you may well be, and I will get this show, I am recording it, I hope, and I will get it up there as soon as I can. So this is a card for you whenever and wherever you connect to me. Again, Major Arcana card, we live in extraordinary times. Number 11, the Strength card. Now, in some decks, this is number 8, depends on whose view you take on it. Comes with Archangel Ariel. and always comes with a big cat. Sometimes it's a lion. In this, it's a beautiful tiger. And it's always connected, for me, it's connected to your solar plexus because it's strength, but because it's Ariel, I always connect her to your root chakra of being grounded. That's where our strength comes from. We find great inner strength. We can fly higher the more we ground. I was reminded of that message in my meditation this morning, to ground much harder so I could open up and fly higher. It's also a message to release judgments. If we've got harsh judgments against other people or events, again, I'm taken to the message of which lens do you choose to look through. It's about forgiveness. It's about compassion. And there's great strength in forgiveness and compassion. It's that adage, I don't know if I've told it before, what a teacher did an experiment with some children in a class. I think I've just got time to tell this story. And she gave them all carrier bags, plastic carrier bags of potatoes, and told them to carry them round wherever they went all week. And the kids thought it was great fun, and they carried them round all day and the next day and the next day. But about the fourth day, they were getting really fed up with these potatoes, and they were heavy. And you know that thing where a plastic bag, the handle shrinks a bit and then it starts cutting into your fingers? And not only that, but the potatoes were getting old and they were starting to sprout and they were getting a bit whiffy and smelly and unpleasant. And by the end of the next week, life got really unpleasant with these potatoes, at which point the teacher said, okay, there's a bin at the front. Come on, class, come and throw them away. And she said, the lesson here, my darlings, is that carrying unforgiveness is like carrying those potatoes. The only person it damages is you, which I thought was a great way to teach kids about forgiveness and compassion. So there you go. I am almost out of time. I did want to say that Mark Hussin is coming up next. And I know from the message I got from him this morning, because I get his Power Peak and I'm signed up. And if you're not signed up to the Power Peak, where have you been? It's so useful to get complete lowdown on the week. And he's talking about, I know today, he's going to talk about Jupiter going forwards. And I did go and look at my chart, because he said, look at which house it's in. And for me, it's in the 11th house, which is to do with friendships. So I thought, oh, goody, like the sound of that. And then I noticed that actually when I was born, Jupiter was retrograde, which it is at the moment. And I never know if it was like that when you were born, whether you survive a retrograde better now or whether it's worse. I have no idea. And Mark, if you're listening, you'll have to tell me. I'm loving his teaching, by the way, on astrology, just trying to make sense of it. And I have learnt so much from him. Mark, you're a fabulous teacher. So looking at the time, yay, I am coming up on time. It has been a pleasure to have your company, and I hope you will stay and join Mark on YouTube, where we can all find out what Jupiter going forward means. And as a heads up, if you've got your chart, go and look what house it's in. So there we go. I am out of time. Thank you so much for your company. I will be back at the same time next week, and when I say time, I mean 7:30 Pacific and 2:30 here Greenwich Mean Time. In the meantime, have a truly great week. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.